Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. On this week's Vanderpump Rules, we got tears from Ariana, a Schwartz-Katie love triangle, and the debut we have all been waiting for, Schwartzy's bleached hair. We are also seeing a lot more tension between Katie and Lala, and let's just say that Schwartz isn't the only one sending mixed signals to other people in the group.
There is so much going on, and we're going to get into it all, but before we do, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
Okay, so before we jump into Vanderpump Rules, I just want to make sure everybody is aware. I don't know if you saw the news, Lisa, today about BravoCon, because they did announce BravoCon is coming back in 2025. So we will not be having a BravoCon this year. What are your thoughts on this? How do you feel, Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, I went through a full roller coaster of emotions because we've been talking about when are they going to announce dates, like this week. And so I saw the announcement and I got so excited. Okay, November 14th, it's happening. You know, I was like texting my husband, like, put it on the calendar. Here we go, Vegas again. And then I realized it's not until 2025. And so I just went very quickly from like a high, high to a low, low. So we have to wait a full year and a half for this to happen. I don't know why they're skipping a year. I mean, you said maybe it's because of the Olympics, but, you know, I guess it'll be good because we won't feel like it's stale. But, you know, it was just so much fun last year. So I don't know. It's going to be hard to wait that long.
Yeah, I don't know. As someone who has been to all three BravoCons, I'm good with taking a break. I can take a breather. And just, I think the excitement is how much will change between now and then. You know, like, who will be there? Who will not? What scandals will have broken before then? So there's so much time for so much to happen that I think it's just, you know, the excitement of the unknown.
Totally. Well, we will definitely be there for 2025. And so make sure you guys, you know, go to Bravo and sign up for the alerts so that you know when tickets go on sale, because they are a hot ticket and you got to get them fast. Let's dive into Vanderpump. So we pick up back at the beach, right? We had this to be continued from last week, and Ariana's, you know, going off. Tom walks away, and we're sort of seeing the aftermath of that. And Ariana's basically saying, look, you guys keep forcing me into situations with him. What do you expect to happen? Like, I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to blow up. He's going to make snide remarks that are going to set me off. And, you know, she says, I literally did not do one thing to this man. He did this. And oh man, we get a confessional from Tom where, again, he brings up, you know, Ariana doesn't do anything for the house. You know, I'm the one who keeps the house stocked with toilet paper and paper towels and batteries. And I'm watching this like, wait a minute. Did they just cut back to last year and, you know, insert that clip again? But no, guys, no. He is saying this again. The producer even calls him out for it and says, you know, you got a lot of heat last year for saying like, oh, she doesn't buy batteries and pens. And now you're saying it again. And he's like, well, I mean, it's true. And, you know, when she's out on her own, she's going to be in for a rude awakening. What were your thoughts when you heard him bring this up again?
Yeah, I mean, the producer's like, really? Like, really, you're going to say this again because of how much shit? I mean, the fact that he still thinks that he can bring this up after Ariana has gotten a Duracell collab, a Glad collab, a, you know, Bic collab for, you know, pens and razors. I mean, it's just so, such a reach, Tom. I mean, you thought you had something there the first time. You definitely don't have something there this time. But it was interesting. I don't know. We get the Toms heading to the beach bar early, and they just start flirting with any girl that's walking around the beach bar. It's just like, you know, none of their exes are there. It doesn't matter. But in walks Tori. And guys, I have a lot of thoughts on Tori, and I can't wait to hear what you think. But, you know, she's kind of, it seems like she's there to meet up with Schwartz. So she shows up and, you know, they start talking. She's like, are you going to ask me out on a date? Schwartz asks her out. But then in comes Katie. And it's almost like Schwartz doesn't exist anymore, because now Tori wants to hang out with Katie. And, you know, they're sitting together. Second after Tori asks Schwartz to go out on a date with her, she's looking at Katie and being like, I really want to kiss you. Can I kiss you? And it's just that right there, Tori was 5 seconds into her appearance and I'm like, nope, immediate, done. I'm over her. I thought it was forced. I thought it felt inauthentic. What did you think of all of that?
100%. I mean, I don't know if the producer set this up or if this is Tori just trying to, like, you know, make a storyline for herself on the show. But, you know, she's working the room here. And it was kind of crazy just to see this go down. I think Katie talks about how she's not trying to take anything from Tom. But I do think that part of her motivation for going after Tori is to spite Tom. Like, let's be real here. And I think she's in her, you know, fuck it mindset. And she's like, listen, if Schwartz likes her, I'm going to take her. And it was a little bit shocking because we hadn't seen Katie, you know, talk about dating women before. And so we kind of get this information revealed that she actually has been with a woman before. So there's just a lot to process in a very short amount of time at this beach bar.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And all three of them have a motivation. Tori wants to be on TV. Schwartz just wants to get laid. And Katie just wants to fuck over Schwartz. So I guess it's like a win-win-win for all of them. But honestly, like, I don't know. I think it's just, it's giving try hard. It's giving... I don't know. I think Tori just wanted her 15 minutes and she got it and probably will. But this is not the last we see of her.
One more thing. Okay, actually two more things about Tori. One, there's something about her, pun intended, that reminds me of Billy Lee in her features. And two, she's 24 years old, right? And they keep saying that she's been hanging out with Sheena for 10 years. Why was Sheena hanging out with a 14-year-old when she was in her 20s? Like, it's all very confusing to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Sheena does have a younger sister. I don't know if maybe she's friends with her, but it's very odd. All episode, it's like, she's hanging out with Schwartz. No, she's hanging out with Katie. Oh, now she's hanging out with Schwartz again. Oh, nope, she's hanging out with Katie tomorrow night. And it's like, okay, all right, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Yeah. So then on the other side of the bar, we do get this moment with Lala, Sheena, and Ariana, right? And I think this was actually a really powerful scene because we see Ariana's anger and her rage fade into sadness and her processing these emotions, right? And I think it was a good moment for her because it showed sort of her real feelings behind everything that's going down and why she's so upset. You know, she's saying that it felt like he just threw everything away and like she didn't matter. And he knew all of her deepest, darkest secrets. And, you know, she confided things in him. And she just feels like he just walked away from it all without a care in the world. And she doesn't want to give him the satisfaction of like keeping this house when, you know, he's the one who wrecked it. And Sheena and Lala are kind of trying to talk her down and say like, look, you're right, but that stuff doesn't matter. Like, get out of this house. Who cares who gets the furniture? Like, this is your happiness. This is your, like, mental well-being. Like, you need to get out. And she admits, like, you know, you guys are right. And I thought this was, we're seeing Ariana in, like, a different light in this episode compared to last week. And I, as a viewer, really enjoyed it. I don't mean that I'm enjoying that she's upset, but I just enjoyed seeing a different side to her.
I don't know. You know, I enjoyed the rage. I'm here for the rage. And yes, I think that it was really, really sad, you know, her talking about her dream home and all of this. But probably the saddest part of this scene for me was the fact that Lala and Sheena are pretending to be her true friends. And Lala's crying for her. You know, she gets out her own little cryangle Kleenex, you know, and rubs her eyes. And she's like kissing her hand and stuff like this. And then in the scene, like two scenes later, she's like, well, what is Ariana doing? I don't understand. She just needs to sell the house, get out of it. When she's acting like she's totally understanding what Ariana's going through, it's like flip-flop. It's giving inconsistent, as Katie says, and I'm not here for it. I don't know. Even in this confessional, she's like, I love how Ariana like rose to the occasion. And it's like, excuse me? Like, I don't know. 2 seconds later, you're saying the opposite. So Lala is... it's just another example of Lala, like, losing me. She's flip-flopping. She's being super hypocritical. Like, it's not even from episode to episode. It's now from scene to scene. So I don't know. That was tough for me to watch in that aspect.
It was definitely strange, and it made me wonder, did they film the cryo scene prior to the beach scene? Because then I can sort of see her maybe being like kind of over, like feeling bad for her. But then when you actually see your friend breaking down in front of you, you might, you know, uncover a little more empathy, because it really did not make sense the way that they showed it, like how she could go from being so supportive to then flipping around and being like, you know, I'm over feeling bad for Ariana.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on the girls' night, because I have thoughts about that as well. But we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. So we go to Topgolf, and honestly, the only thing that good that came out of that was just James pointing out the fact that it's fucking weird that Katie and Tom are both making out with the same girl, you know, dating the same woman. Like, it's like, yes, thank you, James Kennedy, for speaking the truth. Everyone's kind of just going on about like, oh, okay, so you're going out with Tori and Tom's going out with Tori, and that's a totally normal and fine thing to do. So, you know, that's all we got from Topgolf. We see Lala at the cryobank, and, you know, we hear her talking about going through her fertility journey and how she wants to bring another child into the world. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I actually did like this scene, other than the fact that they were, you know, kind of going off on Ariana when they 2 seconds earlier were having her back. But I kind of like that this was like an authentic scene with Lala going through this journey that we know that she is actually following through with. You know, this isn't just a storyline. You know, we've seen time and time again on Housewives, these housewives make up these storylines. Melissa's long lost sister, her journey of, you know, finding this missing sister in her life that is so fake and never comes to a resolution. But this is actually what's going on in Lala's life, and she actually follows through with it. So I have to give Lala credit where credit.
Oh, you're right. And
that, at least.
Yeah, you're right. And then this week we found out that she's having another girl. So she did a little gender reveal and put it on her Instagram. And, you know, Ocean's going to be a big sister, which I think is really sweet.
Yeah, I love that. Love that for her.
Okay, so we see Schwartz getting his hair dyed, right? And he's like, do whatever you want. They bleach his hair. It goes through umpteen different shades. I don't know. There was orange going on. There was blue going on. There was brown at one point. I don't know what happened, but it, you know, it's platinum. And he's saying, oh, we're going to singles night tonight. And Joe says, oh, that sounds cool. Can I come? Sure. Okay. Apparently, Joe, we find out later, thought that they were just going to support Sandoval. She didn't realize that Schwartz was going to singles party to meet other single people. And so this is just the beginning of their disconnect that we're seeing in this episode. And I just feel bad. It's like watching a train wreck. You're like, Joe, I know this isn't going to end well for you. And it doesn't, because, of course, at the end, we see them have this sort of breakup talk. And, you know, Schwartz says, look, I don't want to be sending you mixed signals. I know I'm jumping ahead, but just stay with me, guys. I don't want to be sending you mixed signals. You know, maybe we shouldn't be hanging out as much. And she says, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't be hanging out at all. And he's like, okay, if that's fine. And I think in that moment, she sort of wanted him to fight for her a little bit, and he doesn't. And it's just sad.
I actually turned around on Joe this episode. I kind of actually was here for her and everything that she was saying. So first of all, with the dye job, you know, at first, you know, we think that, oh, Schwartz, you know, is just giving us, you know, Ken from Barbie vibes. But the internet seems to think that maybe Joe had some ulterior motives and did this so he maybe couldn't pick up all the girls maybe he was when he was a brunette. And I kind of want to think that that's true. I want to think that Joe had her own motives here. So I don't know. But then we have Joe also meeting up with Lala, which is so weird. We have the girls' night. All the girls get together. Ariana, Katie, Lala, Sheena. And of course, this gets brought up. And Katie is not having it. She's like, dude, like, why the hell are you meeting up with Joe? And, you know, Lala's basically like, oh, I'm in my soft era, you know, like Schwartz thought like she could reach out to me. And it's like, no, you're in your fucking try hard era. You're going to have a sit down with every single one of these people. You're going to sit down with Sandoval. You're going to call Rachel. You're going to sit down with Joe. Like, what is this? Who is this Lala? It's, again, coming across inauthentic. And she's basically like, I don't have to explain my life to you, Katie. I don't have to have it make sense. And to me, that is the most hypocritical thing that Lala could have said, talking about how she's questioning Ariana's every move and not all of Ariana's decisions are making sense to her. Yet when someone questions her moves, she's going to back it up and be like, oh, my life doesn't have to make sense to you.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And if the shoe were on the other foot, Lala would be raging, you know, if someone went and met with Randall's new girlfriend, I guess, question mark. So it is, she is being inconsistent, but, you know, she's got Sheena in her corner. And now we're really starting to see this divide get greater and greater between Katie and Ariana and Lala and Sheena. And we know it comes to a head at the reunion. So this is, we're just watching this buildup of like all these things, all these decisions that Lala's making that are really driving a wedge between the group of girls.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I just don't think that there's anything that Lala and Sheena can do at this point to make me be on their side. I mean, we're over halfway throughout the season. I don't think my mind's going to change. Sorry.
And I'm the type of person who, like, I just like to see all sides, not like I can't help it. I see all sides and I like agree with some things on some side and other things on the other side. And I don't agree with some things on this side and I don't agree with other things. So it's really hard for me to say I'm on this person's side, I'm on that person's side, because I get like kind of where, I don't know, I see points from every side. But anyway, so we go to the singles party and, you know, we see Schwartz, basically this girl, I mean, this girl who was hitting on him is like, she was really putting it out there. She was coming on strong and she ends up kissing Schwartz and Joe sees and is basically like, all right, I'm out of here. I think she thought they were kind of going as not singles, or maybe they would get a yellow band and not a green band. And they're just not on the same page. She's tired of feeling like a secret. And honestly, she should be. Like, she deserves better. Every woman deserves better. Do not make someone a priority who makes you an option. It's just, it's not worth it, because at the end of the day, you're never going to get that person in the way that you deserve.
I agree. It's just like, she's just another victim of the Toms. You know, she's just another one of their victims. I can't help but just call them that. We have Ariana, we have Katie, and now we have Joe. And I'm sure there's a lot more women who have fallen victim. I'm sure their current girlfriends are the next. But I just feel so bad for Joe in this moment, especially when they kind of sit down at the apartment they're still sharing together. Questionable. I don't know if that still happens.
Are they?
I don't know.
I can't tell if she lives there or not.
I mean, but there's pictures of her in the fridge. It's like, I think that that also complicates things. You know what I mean? If they're like, she moved in as a roommate,
yeah,
and they start hooking up and then things get a little murky. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but I definitely felt bad for her. I don't put it past Schwartz for giving her mixed signals. I definitely think that's what he was doing. He was hooking up with other girls,
yeah,
but she said that they said, I love you, and have been hooking up for like quite a while now. And she was definitely starting to form feelings, and I felt bad for her in this moment because, you know, Schwartz, he's good at putting on that puppy dog facade, like, oh, I'm innocent. Oh, you know, like, I just, you know, I thought that we could do this, you know, and she's like, no, stop, like calling him out. You sent me mixed signals. And, you know, obviously, I guess I got it wrong, but I think that he was the one leading her on. And I just felt so good for Joe in this moment. I don't know what's to come for them this season. You know, we know she gets a seat at the reunion. She shows up at some point. So, you know, is there more to the story? Does she have a confrontation with Katie? Is there, you know, more? Because it kind of seems like things are kind of done with her in short. So I don't really know where her storyline goes.
I wonder if they're going to bring up at the reunion what Joe said to Lala when she was like, I didn't know that Tom and Rachel were dating because I was just looking at Schwartz the whole time. But then in the same breath, she says, I thought Tom and Ariana were broken up. So I don't know. That one comment that she said, I didn't know it was anything, you know, like really playing dumb. I don't think she's that dumb. I don't think like she's fooling anyone with that. Like, it had to have been obvious when the four of them were hanging out that Rachel and Sandoval were a thing.
No, you're so right. You're so right. Just as I'm calling out Lala for being a flip-flopper, I'm flipping right back and being like, Joe, eh, not for me. I don't know. I felt for her, but at the same time, yes, that comment was totally just a cop-out. It's totally, there's no way that you could, oh, I'm just looking at Schwartz. No, sorry.
No.
So,
no.
I don't know. I mean, apparently Andy says things are going to pick up. I don't know if there's more to this Tori storyline or Joe or, you know, what's to come. If it's more Ariana and Katie hate, it's going to be tough for me to watch. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I think we have, you know, probably maybe only 5 or 6 more weeks until the reunion. So we're almost there, guys.
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot. And I think I'm invested. You know, the first couple episodes were a little bit slow, but I feel like it is picking up steam. So make sure you guys tune in, make sure you subscribe, and we'll be here every week to recap and mention it all.
See you guys next week.
Bye.